enemy.
Start mashing harder. It's time for Breadcast.
Welcome to another Melty Breadcast, episode number 14 for December 28th, 2011. I'm your host, Master Chibi, and with me is a closet brony, Mercado Fox. How you doing?
Fluttershy's the best.
I respectfully disagree with you, sir, but let's not get into that discussion.
You guys are both banned from this podcast.
Shut up, Mr. Love Plus.
Hey, at least she'll always love me.
Because she's programmed to, you weirdo.
Hey, at least it's love.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody's Christmas went well last week. I hope maybe you had a good day or two of playing around with the demo and that type of thing. Got presents, got money, had good times with the family, etc., etc.
I didn't do either of those.
Well, that sucks for you. I'm sorry. I did.
What'd you get for Christmas, Chibi?
I got a hat and some money and a nice-ass sweater, actually. And I bought myself Rayman Origins.
Oh, okay. Right, good.
I love to death. Like, one of the most fun games I've played in a while. Even more fun co-op. I hope to get to play it with
somebody.
I played it with Zaylar and Pinscher the other day, and it was absolutely it was gut-bustingly hilarious. I really, really. So hopefully, I get to play it with you at one point. But, well, Mizuki's Christmas sucked, so I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, thanks, you asshole.
No problem, man.
Feelings are spirited on this show all the time, every time.
Did you enjoy yours, Fox?
I got to sleep and I got money, so yeah, it was a good Christmas.
Go to sleep, get money. It sounds pretty damn good.
I didn't even get to sleep, man. That's the worst part.
Look, I don't have any pity for you. I'm sorry.
Wow, you're the first one off.
I get to stay.
I am no longer a survivor. Pity. Well, I guess we could talk about New Year's next week. Hopefully my New Year's will suck just by means of karma. Well, we'll see. But let's go into the news recap for this podcast. First order of business, the demo is still out. That's the giver. Go play it. Please go play it, because
the internet sucks.
Right. this was actually an update I received earlier today, of all things, but there was an update to the front page for meltyblood.info, I think is the URL, and we got a couple of things that were pointed out. The trial ends December 29th at 8 a.m., which I believe, I don't know if it's an internal clock that's based on whatever system it's running on, or something that the game itself has, maybe? I don't know programming or that type of
thing.
Well,
actually, from what I hear, it's just the matchmaking servers, and that's what we don't even use. We just use direct connection, so it don't even bother us. It's only for the Japanese people who actually use the connecting server.
Okay.
Matchmaking server.
Wait, I'm going to assume you can still play the game at 8:01
yes.
on December 29th.
And we'll still be able to net play, because we'll be doing direct connect.
Okay.
And not a relay server.
Oh, right.
You know, the matchmaking server. Because we're only shutting down the matchmaking server for now.
I gotcha. The day one update for the retail version, I think, means that on the 31st, you can expect the game. I'm not entirely sure what that means. If I could get more clarification on that from somebody.
More information will follow.
Yes, as soon as we get it. If the retail version will also add keyboard customization. Huzzah to all you keyboard warriors out there. So
go to a tournament.
Please, and destroy us with the WASD keys or whatever you're going to use. it'll also add viewable player names and viewable player comments. So you'll know who you lost to or who you just beat the hell out of. And I'm sure you can leave a nice little comment to them about the entire ordeal, so...
This person is... No, never mind.
No, don't go there. And it'll also show the ping and delay.
Which, oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Shouldn't that just be a staple for online capable?
You think so.
Yeah. You think so.
Right. I don't know. We
are talking about E-Cole, and if you've ever seen their Sega CD games, you can't expect anything out of them.
Is this E-Cole?
Yes.
Okay. Well, also, I didn't actually put this up on the front page. Malve, I hope I pronounced that right. Malve?
Malve.
Has a keyboard binding, for the lack of a better word, program that rewrites the keys for the trial. Rewrites the keys that are checked for the trial. So if you guys actually want to change your keys for the keyboard, if you're using a keyboard, you should check out his program. And also fixes something that was a bug on Linux. Though it's funny now that the details were given out that the keyboard customization kind of kills what he had for his keyboard binding program. But I'm sure he'll still be looking at the retail version once it drops anyway. We've also got an update on Frostbolt with that bread and butter project that he had going for the cast that was in the trial. There's a crap load of people that came out and started throwing out YouTube bits of the cast in the trial and basically telling him all the combos he could be trying and that type of thing. So thanks to everybody out there. I don't know what he's going to do after.
He'll probably kill himself because there's too many characters to do that shit for.
let's just simply assume that he's not going to be doing bread and butters for the entirety of the cast, but maybe...
He might have to.
Who knows? Maybe he might herald like headline the project to go and do bread and butters for the entire cast with the community's help. But you know what? That's something I'll look into and maybe get him onto the show next week, so I'll look into that. International guest, oh boy.
Oh shit, we have plans already. What do you know? We're not planning the day before.
Shut up.
Wait, so, you guys plan?
What are you talking about?
We don't plan nothing.
No, we don't. Of course not. Sure.
Oh, okay.
And lastly, Psylocke put up vids of a 5-year anniversary of Melty Blood being on arcades. Of a tournament in each of more or less Christmas vids. I think they held the day before Christmas Eve and the day of Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And they're pretty much high level vids of Melty at HL, and those are on the front page. You definitely should check that out. That's all I've got for the news, unless anybody else has something I might have missed. I'm not entirely sure. No.
We need like a thing for news, like a chime or something. Like, here's your news, and you have, like, some random sound effect.
We gotta have, like, the generic newscaster voice, too. With the CNN. Is it CNN that has that tune in the background?
Somebody should get, like, a ticker noise. Like,
yeah, the ticker noise, yeah.
I would 60 love minutes? To do it. Yes, like, the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's what it is, 60 minutes, that's right.
I would love not a ticking noise like a watch, but a ticker noise like old. I'm talking about like recession stock market like tickers, like
yeah,
those type of things. And I'm sure I can fix my voice to be like also in the nose, like make it coincide. But that's something else we can execute at a later time. For this broadcast, we're not really doing an interview of anybody, but it's a group discussion. And I have two people here with us today. Two OG Meltians, if you will.
Oh, there's a better word for that.
Melty Denzians? Melty...
Melty Blood players, you retard.
Okay, damn it. I was trying to come up with a hype word. Joy kill, you bastard. One of them has more or less been a top placer, I think, since freaking Melty Blood ever started having tournaments. I think. Yeah.
You should remember, you're older than me.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say, like, when tournaments started mattering from LT, I guess. But
they never matter.
Okay. No, he's been a top placer. He's definitely been a top placer since the beginning. And our other top player has been somebody who's been chucking people into walls while on fire. Yes. And who's also going to be bothering us with bird noises in a little bit. But I'd like to welcome somebody who wants to be currently referred to as Zarbon. And a Chroma freaking specialist, Kamina.
God damn.
Wow.
Hooray, I messed up.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
I love you all. Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. How's it going, guys? Oh, please stop. Please. No more. You guys are embarrassing me.
Where did this crowd come from?
I had that queued up for like the last hour.
God damn.
I'm sure you got the red carpet treatment.
Moving on. Hey,
thank you for joining us, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Before we actually start the discussion, I actually wanted to ask Kamina here something about I brought up in the news last week, which is the whole 12 days of current code. Thread that you put up, which was in regards to French Bed or Manabe, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right, actually, quote unquote, following us in some fashion, or where if we were trying to get in contact with them, or if we actually have contact with them, do you have like an update, or I guess a better clarification? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's pretty simple. The thing is, you know, as a community, we need to be vocal to the people that mess around with this game. And, you know, they came out with the demo, and, you know, I noticed there was a lot of people with, like, complaints and whatnot about certain things that were missing, maybe some training mode things. I know Czar here had a couple, you know, things here with the training mode that he wanted to have, like, inputted. And another thing, they didn't have, what was it? It wasn't the input display. They didn't have the status display, was it? Where they have the color changes and all that. So some of those things, I thought it would probably be better to just, you know, compile all the complaints in a thread and get, you know, a translation of it and just send it to French Bread, like via Twitter or whatnot, since they're following all the Americans. And since after Comidol went up to with like a multi-blood portfolio with some of America's like tournaments and whatnot, showed Manabe, and then Manabe probably just like cracked his whip, had like his two girls at his side with like that archetype cosplayer.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, Manabe's angels, and you know, he's probably just like, you know, get to work. It's like, start following those Americans, you know, they got stuff to say. So I think, you know, as a community, it's important to be vocal, because it's the only way that our game's probably going to be made the right way. You know, they're not really, you know, it's not going to, they're not, by following us, you know, they kind of want to listen to what, you know, we might have to say.
Right.
You know, they're not being too, like, one-sided on anything. So, pretty much the thread is just there to have all the complaints compiled, and then, you know, we can have it translated and just sent to them, you know, as the, you know, whatever number of patches they want to put in for the game or whatnot.
Okay. So more or less to tell them, let them know that there is a continuing, like, actual global presence for the game, so that they're not entirely making the game for, like, okay, obviously the game is going to do well in Japan, but, like, there is an actual community outside of Japan, and there are some things that we want them to let be known. In terms of, like, I guess the, you know, the matchmaking and, like, the training mode. So, yeah, you're right. We should be vocal about that. I mean, we pretty much have.
Yeah, like, they're going to, like, they should be able to, like, take us into consideration. And, you know, it'll be like, you know, they come out with a patch, and it'll be like, hey, it's like, this is the patch. It's like, here's what you did wrong. And then, you know, you just send it to them, and then, you know, they'll probably figure something out with it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know if I would say if they did anything wrong, and maybe it's suggestions, but you know what? I haven't had full a good amount of time with the demo, so there might be some things that are actually glaringly wrong. So, but that thread is still there. The do we know if somebody's going to send it out like before the 31st or like on the 31st or something? So this is basically like the retail version comes out and then this stuff they could patch later.
Yeah,
after the retail version comes out.
Yeah, they could implement these after the retail version comes out. But, you know, it's just to get the ball rolling, just to have something there.
Okay. All right. And goddamn, man, I have to... You're insane to hear that bird noise the entire time, man.
Hey, man, I've had that bird for, like, as long as I'm alive.
Okay.
I've lived through this.
This
get on my
coming
level.
With me to the grave.
Get on my level.
So yeah, that was just the one question I wanted to bring up in terms of the where we are with that. So I guess until the 31st, if you guys got any other suggestions or whatever, hit up that thread. The link should still be on the front page. I'll probably put it up with the broadcast link later in the week and that type of thing. But do let any suggestions or comments, complaints be known to them, and we'll get to that. Outside of that, the group discussion we're going to be talking about now, pretty much just an overview for thoughts on Actress Again, everything from like when we actually got our hands first on it, us in particular, to what we think about, what we thought about the system changes in the beginning and how things ended up towards the end. And that type of thing. So, outside of Mizuki, I think unless they actually had it on California at some point, I don't remember. But like CF had the Chinatown Fair had the Actress Again arcade cabinet pretty early. I think it was like
NorCal has never had a multi. Well, NorCal had Multi Blood Cadenza. And the both locations it had, it was an American Sticks, and I never played them.
Okay.
I mean, they came out with the arcade machines after I was pretty much not liking MBAC, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay then. The rest of us had our time with AA at Chinatown Fair, and if any of you guys can remember your first impressions... That'd be awesome. Like, how did it... I think the first big thing we all noticed and were pretty excited about were, like, the three moons.
Like, oh, well, I actually played... Moons. I actually played Actress Again when I went to NEC the first year I went.
You did?
Yeah, that was back when CF was still around.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That was when you got your Checkers meal stolen, you know.
What?
That was a dark time. I don't want to remember it. Let's not go there. Man. So yeah, one thing to bring up was a change from pretty much everybody not having... It was just three moons, like three distinct different play styles, I guess. Or like one moon would work with a play style that worked for you, and then another one would be like... If you play this game, you know, you should try this moon. If you like playing this way, you should try this moon. Is that something I think we can all agree or disagree that worked for the better of the game?
I was kind of skeptical about the idea at first. Like, I thought it was going to be a bad idea. It actually ended up being a bad idea. But I thought not enough characters were going to... were going to be selected within the roster because of the whole moon thing. Sort of like how CBS had like six groups to choose from, but only like maybe two or three were actually viable.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you thought like things would have been discovered at the point where like you could play this character in this group if you want to, but you're kind of like kidding yourself because that character in this moon is like way better, like.
Yeah, that ended up happening, but it wasn't as severe as I initially thought. So.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I think that's... If anything, like, in the beginning, I was excited for it. Because just the amount of potential that I saw there... I mean, I don't even know how many characters are in the game offhand.
It's like 20, 22 around there? Probably more now.
And then you pretty much multiply that by 3, so you've got like freaking 66 comp- yeah. I know, I was sitting there. Dramatic pause, damn it. No.
We have to use math.
Pause for effect.
Math hurt GB. Oh.
But yeah, 66 possibilities is
right.
Kind
that's,
of
that's pretty
astounding.
Crazy. Yeah.
Three owl goals, oh my god, I was excited about that.
That's another thing actually I wanted to bring up. We all had our characters in Akadenza. Did we all, I mean, actually most of us did change, but did any of us really stick with those characters once Actress Again came out? I mean, especially with the Three Moons, we went from like one character to, okay, this character has changes to, this character has Three Moons worth of changes. So, like, Zara, off the bat, I think people were like pretty surprised that you didn't stick with Iogo.
When I actually got a chance to sit down with Aogo on a console, that's when I realized, okay, because of the new system changes and the wider stages, this character may not be for me in this installment of Melty. But before that, there were a lot of H Aogo vids out, and that character for sure was going to be my selection for AA prior to version A.
Right, right.
Then they brought about the changes. They took away like a jump from the half moon Aogo. They took away a lot of her broken stuff. And I decided, okay, maybe I'll play C. I'm still kind of excited for C because she plays similar to Akadenza. Mm-hmm. But the thing was, like, CF didn't get version A, so we had to wait until console.
Yeah.
We were kind of asked out. So
that wasn't
CF's
fault either. But
it probably was. Yeah.
Do you really think Henry was bad?
I think it's because he didn't get the cabinet legit. He got blown up for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Mr. Henry Sutton.
Yeah, he tried, but nah, he didn't try hard enough. If it was SF4, he would have like severed a limb to get that.
Actually, from what I hear, is like he kept on pestering Sam, but Sam never did anything.
Yeah, it was Sam. I came and
Sam.
Yeah. You gotta remember, it wasn't. I mean, Henry did a lot of the stuff for CF, but like, you know, he really wasn't the man that said everything.
Yeah, Sam had the final say, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Sam was like, "I'll do it eventually." Because wasn't the update free too?
It was
yes.
Free.
Yeah. And Sen kept on, like, apparently, Sen kept on harassing Sam about it, but Sam never did anything.
Right. I think he came back with, like, oh, the distributors can't get it to us or something like that.
Yeah. Whatever, that made me horribly sad. Like, manic, depressing, sad.
Like,
yeah, I practically played the same character by the time AA came out, except I had the Raisin Bran upgrade with the 6-2-3-2 scoops and all that.
Two scoops?
Yeah.
Your character got actual freaking air combos and
Yeah, for Sea Moon. So I
for,
stuck
for
with
vanilla
that.
AA? What did comment I have for vanilla AA? Because everyone is broken in that.
Full Moon, I don't think Full Moon had all that much. I don't think so.
Hmm.
Nah, he was one of the characters who weren't broken.
Yeah.
He was normal.
Mm-hmm.
In a game full of broken.
just game a Falcon Kick and Raisin Bran upgrade, that's it.
You know, I think in vanilla, this was universal to Full Moon. Like, if you did Initiative Heat, you could still go into Blood Heat mode.
And Circuit Spark after.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys remember
right.
That.
Yeah, there is that. Wow.
Yeah, that got changed real quick.
They were like, you get to keep your life and you get to burst. No, sorry.
Yeah, that was silly.
Manabe bursted in the doors and he's like, what are you people doing? I don't pay you for this.
And Fox, you actually. I was surprised by this as well. I was expecting you to stick with Crescent Akiha, but you went the full Akiha, which is like a hybrid of a zoning and a rushdown character? Like, why did you...
Oh, that's easy, because, like, what was it? The first thing I had in my mind was, like, I kind of, like, I like Aki as a character. Like, her archetype's cool and shit. It's just that in AC, it was just all about, like, oh, you got to get in there or else you're not doing anything. Like, she can't zone. Like, she has low mobility. She has high defense. I love that, too. But it's just, like, ugh. Like, she's just sluggish and shit. There was nothing to make up for it other than damage. And I didn't like how the way she could get in. It felt sloppy to me. So when I saw Full Moon, I was like, all right, let me try this. I'm like, oh, she can set this out. Oh, she can kind of zone. That's pretty cool. And when I learned you could do 2-2A or any of the 2-2 pits and get counter hit setups off of just, like, letting go the second they hit you to get counter hit status, I was just like, oh my god, I want to play this character. Like, yeah, that got me hyped.
I actually remember trying to play for, like, 2 weeks. And that
you
whole
should have
period.
Our ex-character, Chibi.
I know. I was about to go into that. Jimmy, stop reading my mind.
You're in my head, Charles.
Get out.
Get out of my head, Charles.
I remember wanting to use, what, F. Whiteland, F. Mac, F. Kohaku.
Yeah, I went through this whole identity crisis when the game dropped because...
You still go through this.
No,
I did a little bit too. I kind of wanted to play F-Freeze for a little bit.
I was just like, oh God, it was really hard for me because everybody's just like, well, play Crescent Hisui.
Play Crescent Hisui.
And I'm like, I don't want to because I kind of want to play somebody new. But like, oh, but Crescent's better. I said, that's not what the deciding factor for me.
It's four, like, stools is a deciding factor.
Yeah, that's something. The first version of Act Just Again had Half Moon Hisui had the ability to put out four stools and bentos and pretty much throw everything out. And it was pretty much like,
and bentos?
Yeah, you stools and bentos.
Wow.
And yeah, couldn't you? No, yeah, wait. Yeah, you could. No. You could put stools and bentos. Yeah,
so four stools and then slap bentos out too?
Four stools, two bentos, plus the stool stayed out for a legit, I think, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't necessarily say broken, but like unbenign.
It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, pretty fucking good and undeniably like annoying. And then, like, they took that away and I was just sad faced when that came.
Got fucking sad.
I got so sad. As soon as that game dropped on the freaking PS2, I'm like, yes! And I'm like, okay, is that an original? Good. Turn it into, like, keep it there. I don't want an arcade one. And then I went to training. I'm like, alright, one stool. Alright, two stools. Alright, no!
Down
no!
B. Alright, down A. Down C.
It's just like, I could just stood up and then... I stood up just so I could fall on my knees and scream into the sky. Like, no! Why do you do this? Oh, man. It killed me. I mean, I guess it was just a part of me that just wanted to play somebody new. And when I found that that character could play, like, lame, annoying keep away, like, I fell in love with that. But it was just, like, unfortunately, Japan didn't barely touched that character, and it was just, I tried to learn, like, a, huh?
They knew.
Yeah.
They knew the four stools is too much, so.
Yeah.
The preemptive nerf that.
And then, I was like a combo, I tried to learn, but I couldn't, and that was it, and it's just, oh, Lesai. But more than anything, I guess we can agree that the moons weren't an entirely bad idea, but, like, the means of actually giving variety... They added variety somewhat... They added more variety than they didn't take away. They added
Yeah, they, like, the essence of the character is still there, in a sense.
Right.
Even though they're, like, three different moons. Like, even with Aoko, like, even though she has, like, a Sea Moon, which is, like, I guess, mostly defensive, like zony, and then like Half Moon seems to be a hybrid of like aggression and aggression and defense with the orbs. She seems to be like slightly in favor of aggression or offense. And then you have like Full Moon is like kind of weird, but it still captures a part of Aogo that was from AC.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just a weird twist to it. So.
Yeah. If anything, I will say that there was some like there's some characters in the game that like filler, as in like I'm not seeing the huge difference between how this Crescent version plays and how this Half Moon version plays of this character.
Like who?
Yeah, I think Vision. The like Crescent and the Half.
Wara.
Yeah, Wara. Oh, definitely Wara. Oh my god.
Yeah, there was just like it looked like something that it. Something maybe we might get in current code, where it isn't. If the game could be patched, it could actually make further changes that just added that much more variety to characters, so that like okay, Crescent doesn't play like Half, and Half doesn't play like Full, and so on and so forth. I think at one point, I'm not sure if this was a discussion I had with you, Zar, but I think we were like the whole template for all the characters should be based off of Makisui.
Say what?
Every character should be modeled. Every moon for every character should be modeled for a variety.
We did talk about that. Like each moon of Mechasui plays like completely different.
Yeah,
it's like you can't even try to bring in the full moon style of mech into Crescent mech. Not just because. Well, yeah, it is because of that. The move sets are like completely different. Mm-hmm. It's just like, they're completely different tools.
Yeah, and
Go ahead.
Half was like this crazy like Marvel-esque zoning
Captain Commando.
Yeah, like totally Captain Commando. Like calling out all her other Mechasuis, and like it was just like that. If they modeled every game character in the game like that, it would have been perfect. But I think with current code, it looks like they made enough changes.
Yeah.
To the rest of the cast.
I think they did a better job, like with the transition from AA to current code. If you look at AA arc, look at the C arc and H arc, they play too damn similar. But like half arc was like the weaker version, so there's no real reason to choose the half one over Crescent. But now you look at current code, C arc and half arc. They have two completely like distinguishable styles and like movesets. Well, their normals are still the same, but like their combo choices are different. Their Okis are like slightly different.
Right. So it definitely looks like they obviously caught wind of things that should be changed and way to make it for characters so that they're not really playing the same as other moons. So that's definitely something to look forward to. The other thing I actually wanted to bring up, because this is not in current code anymore. I believe it was either called anti-A armor or level armor, where it was basically sticking out. I don't know the exact specifics of it, but like maybe you Zar or somebody else can go into it with the whole normal armor thing.
Okay, so I don't know if either. Mizuki, Fox, Kamina, you wanna?
Like with the variety thing,
No. We're talking about the level armor.
Oh, the level armor.
How it works? I know a bit about it.
Just describe it in general, like whatever.
So basically, in a situation where two attacks where they trade, the player with the level 2 or level 3 attack will win always over level 1. Like basically, the level 1 attack will be absorbed. And blown through.
Yeah, it's kind of like hyper armor.
Yeah. In many cases, like maybe 90% of A attacks or light attacks in the game are considered to be level 1, because they induce I think it's one frame of hit stop. That's why it's referred to as level 1. And usually B attacks induce 2 frames of hit stop, and C attacks induce 3 frames, etc. So. Anytime there's a situation where there's level 2 or 3 versus a level 1 attack, it just gets hyper armored and blown through. So, yeah, there you have it. That's how level armor worked.
Yeah, like the exceptions were like Siasakia, Efriogi.
Yeah, because their attacks weren't like rapid fire, not mashable, but they gave them level 2 properties in place of that.
Yeah, I remember when that system was first introduced, a lot of people liked it. And I liked it back then, and then I started when I played recently, like at NEC. I was like, "Wow, this A armor kind of sucks." I mean, you know, the low armor, whatever that's called. Yeah, I mean, it's just like it's impossible to use like a standing A for an anti-air half the time because it's like it just gets eaten alive.
Yeah.
Or it's like, oh, I read this 2, you know, I read someone's going to press 2B right here. Let me do a 2A because my 2A is going to be faster, right? Nope.
Yeah.
And is that, like, yeah. Do we all agree on that?
I'm still undecided.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they put a little bit more thought into it, it would be a decent mechanic, but how it is in Axis again, in PS2, that's all I know. They definitely need to think it over if they wanted to keep it, but I guess they decided thinking is too much for them, and they just threw an OTG system.
Did we originally think there was an actual hierarchy to this armor? I think we thought.
I know I did. I know I did for like a few months. I thought it was like C, C beats B, everything. B beats A beats C, some nonsense.
Right. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Even Japan was thinking that for a bit too.
Yeah, I remember that. But
it's kind of crazy that they never really went into specific detail about it.
That'd be funny if they didn't even know what they did. They just like threw a mechanic in there. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, doubt that because it is a cool, and it's just like.
It's like, why is that cactus shiny? I don't know. It looks cool. All right, leave it in. Right,
yeah.
Shiny V-Scion. Oh man! But all right, that was one thing they brought in. The three moon screws was obviously another thing they brought in. They're also just gone, you miss.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Do we all agree on the character changes that were made for most of the? Well, I mean, for the whole cast up until this point. I mean,
what are you trying to say?
I mean, from EC to AA.
From AC to AA, like, let's say somebody wanted to take their character from AC and they wanted to keep playing it the way they did in AC, would they naturally go to Crescent?
Like, no, because some characters in Crescent play differently than other characters. Like, if you go, like, oh, I'm trying to say, like, F Coma is more identical to AC Coma, with the exception of, like, one or two moves.
Mm. Yeah.
So well, then, I guess the question I would bring up is like actual changes to the character in general. Like, let's say Kohaku, the way Kohaku didn't really do damage in
AC.
In AC, but she definitely got damage output better, much better damage output in Actress again. I mean, do we really?
Yeah, that was a ridiculous improvement. Like. Anyone who sad lifed an AC with Kohaku, they pretty much reap the benefits of staying with that character right. Up into AA. They got a huge payout. The same thing happened with Vision.
Yeah, well, that was Len? Huge. That was retardedly huge.
Yeah, is it Spooky refer to it as loyalty tax? Like when you play a sad character in a previous. Iteration and then all of a sudden they're like godlike in the next version. Right. So yeah, that happened with some characters, and they ended up keeping the same style of play from AC to AA. Right. You maybe tweak a few things here and there.
Right. Let's hope that actually stays with CC. I mean, I don't really think they changed anybody so that they play vastly different from how they play AA. Do they?
No,
Zero
is out. Zero. Let's actually talk about Zero. This guy, I don't know if it's Can we say he's certifiably one of the saddest characters in Actress again?
Yes.
Yeah, I went in with that character for like maybe a month.
And then I
gave up.
That.
Yeah, I gave up. Yeah.
He just looked like too much. He looked like AC's. He's AA's version of AC's Kohaku. No?
Probably worse.
Oh, God. I didn't.
I don't know. They play different. They have different play styles. But he was sad, like, in AA.
And now he's pretty much a. He's
a god. He's,
yeah, now he's on the crack moon. He's on the crack moon now.
Because they gave him everything he needed. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking before. They were like, oh, let's make this a real character now. And now it's like, holy shit, he fucking does real damage and gets real setups. He can zone properly.
Yeah, he's a bit overwhelming, to be honest. When I look at that character, he has a crap out of me.
What, do you know in specific what specific they gave him?
Too many. 236C, if you hit anyone with 236C, it wall slams from anywhere. You can follow up for a combo. I believe it's 22A charges faster. Is it? Yeah. It's 22A, B, and C charge faster. His 236 A, B, and A and B can be charged to give more frames on block, a positive frames on block. His, I forgot the notation for his orb set, but
214.
Okay, his 214 A, B, and C, I think, or just A and B. You can charge them in the air, so they do 5 hits and it gives them techable knockdown. It gives more techable knockdown.
But wait, there's more. Yeah. when he does a full charge and he gets hit, the orbs don't dissipate anymore.
Yeah, they don't go away. So like,
wow,
charges. The orbs follow you.
Yeah, yeah, they actually turn around.
Like if he puts one in the air facing to the right and you're to the right and then you move to the left, it'll follow you, like it'll point to your direction. So if he activates it, you get hit now.
That's
instead of
sick.
One way.
That is damage, so sick.
His damage is just retarded now because like if you know how to do the right combos, he can break. Before, he used to break like 5K on everyone. Now he breaks like I'd say like almost 4.2, 4.3 on a good combo.
Yeah, they lowered his damage a bit, but it's still a lot better than what he had in AC.
Yeah.
Do we see anybody in the community going in and with that character? Do you think anybody has any certain names?
Korin and Kusanagi.
Kusanagi, yeah.
Wow, Kusanagi's gonna play C-Roll.
Yeah, he used C-Roll and AA. Like, that's his secondary character, even though he's Sad Life. Like he plays that character.
Wow! All right, I'm legit scared then.
Because Kusa's just gonna do shit. He's just gonna like, okay, I knocked you down. All right.
Yeah, that's the Kusa character. He's just gonna turn on KOF mode.
He gets you. Whatever. Oh my god!
That up, you lost.
Oh Christ, C-Roa, you magnificent bastard.
So beautiful.
Yes.
Too bad they didn't do anything with Afro.
Afro
is still.
He's still. They improved. They made 236C better because that wall, like if you do like a combo, it wall slams, and you could do 2C right after. It gives you more in tech time, so you could do 2C in the corner and get a which way. He's still the same as he was, but I don't think he's a weak character. Like, at best, he's, like, mid-tier character.
Yeah, he's just there. Right.
Forget about me.
No, he's good. I like him. He's good. H is still, like, people still want to say H is, like, actually, you can't say H is the best anymore. C's, in my opinion, C is the best. Then you can go H, then you can go F.
Probably.
Depending on, like, the matchup and stuff, because H has Sokodaro, and you can cancel the B version.
Oh, so yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
You do it. Looks like you can do it. And then you just fake out and just run up and throw. It's great.
So dirty.
Like, so good. Psych.
No, he doesn't say anything. Like, he just charges up and you're just like, okay, he's going to do it. I'm going to, like, jump or something. And it's like, no.
Psych.
Like, no, I do anti-air, whatever. Back on the ground, I guess, again.
Fake up, Doro. Fake up, Doro. Bullshit. Oh, man. Oh, and then I actually want to bring up. I don't want to bring it up, but I want a general consensus. Actually, let me get forget a general consensus. I want everybody's opinion on fucking Ryogi. Was she worth putting in the game?
I guess, because it's a completely different character design.
Yeah, she's not like a Shiki and Nania. Yeah, she plays nothing like them.
I'm just mad because I chose FS Akio over her.
Scrub.
Whoa.
Fucked
that's
up.
That's another character that I guess we can talk about. That cat, I don't know about FS Akio. She not now she looks ridiculous.
FS Akio?
Yeah,
she looks. She's
worse, dude.
He's thinking about C.
C is the one you're talking about.
Oh, you're right. I did say FS Akio. FS Akio. Yeah. Never mind.
But I mean,
I didn't know there were other moon frog. It's okay.
There's three of them.
But Ryogi, I don't know. I mean, I think F was a cool character design. It's just that they thought really poorly of her initial conception in PS2. I think if they just... I think she would be good if like she did like no damage or like lower her damage. That I think she would be like alright then. Because it's like... Mm-hmm. Like if she was like a Sim... character, like, because like Sim has like low life, low damage, but he has like those really good limbs. And if like Ryogi did like a little to like, let's say she'll do like 3k average, I mean, that would be a decent trade off, I think.
She does 3k damage now.
Oh, she does 3k damage now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then that's totally fair, I think.
She looks fair.
H, didn't H get like the nerf bat like really hard?
H Ryogi?
Yeah.
H has auto pickup on crouch knife.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to input T2 anymore. You walk over the knife and tap down, and it's back in her pocket.
It's like, oop.
Yeah,
I got
you,
this back.
You metal slug that junk. Just pick it up. You just pick it up.
So, what else did she gain and lose from PS2 then?
Thank you.
she got a life boost, like a slight life boost.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not really smart.
They nerfed her get-up speed a little bit.
Well,
just fast as shit.
I think C is a kind of a cool character. I think she's pretty cool.
She still has that armor bug, or not the armor bug, the super bug.
Super bug. Like,
if you hit her
EX freeze.
Yeah, like she has like an EX freeze thing where if you hit her out of one of her EX moves.
Uh-huh.
You're stuck for a couple of frames doing your whatever move, and she can still move because the super flash is just like the super flash happens. You're stuck, and she can move and combo you.
That's disgusting, but I mean, I still think C was actually the coolest.
She had the most like flash and swag, I guess.
Yeah,
H was probably the strongest of the three, and
yeah, definitely H. H was utter bullshit, man.
Did they reduce the amount of guard bar damage she did for fucking, like, nothing?
In CC, overall, guard damage has been reduced, like, dramatically now.
Okay, because she did, like, two records, and you're like, where did my guard meter go? Like,
yeah, three strings and you were pretty much done. Maybe, like, two and a half strings and you were done. Unless you EX guard like a boss or whatever.
I like a boss.
Boss.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. I don't know. I think... I mean, Ryogi and S. Akia in PS2 were definitely the product of not really giving a shit. When you think about it.
Maybe.
It was just experimentation. Right?
Like, I feel that they were actually thrown in the really last minute. And, like, they have, like, third strike Chun syndrome. Where it's just like, Ryogi is just really fucking good, and it's just like, okay, well, we don't have time to beta test these two characters.
Yeah.
So we'll give them these tools, and we'll pray for the best. With Ryogi, they fucked up, and Asakia, they fucked up.
Yeah.
Because
there's like two different ends of the spectrum of fuck-ups.
Yeah, because like Ryogi, you have like the extreme, where it's like third strike Chun, and then you have Asakia, which is like,
12.
Yeah.
She's like Remy.
Yeah. And you're just like, whoa.
Why is my stun bar smaller than everyone else's? Shut up. That's it.
Yeah.
PS2, I don't know. I guess it kind of felt like a whole big experiment because even some Half Moon characters didn't feel like they were complete characters. like Half Moon Coma. It just didn't, like, nothing was really different. Yeah. I mean, it was bad. I did not like it.
That wasn't really a product of PS2. That was just a product of, like, from Axis Again.
Arcade.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they just kind of, like, gave up halfway. And
something like that.
And, like, when you really think about it, the only reason why characters are different in CC now is because, oh, well, we'll just make this move able to be charged.
Yes.
Or Lord, we'll give them this move mercy. OTG in this certain situation. That's all they did when you think about it.
I think it's godlike, to be honest. It's lazy, but...
It was a good lazy change.
Yeah, it was a lazy cop-out.
It makes such a world difference, though. It makes such a world of fucking difference. Yeah.
Naughty Bloods, Blowback, Edge Edition, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Like,
2012.
Fucking Hisui, Hisui went from, like, a mediocre character to, like, holy shit, this character's brain dead good. Like, it's just silly how all they changed was, like, I think, from what I know, really the most important thing is that they gave her jumpy the ability to charge, and that's it. Like, it totally, like, now her combos are, like, five or six hits long, and they almost always corner carry. If they don't corner carry, then you get, like, auto-ambiguous cross-up, mix-up from wherever you are on the screen.
Well, and they made the screen size smaller in CC.
CC, yeah.
So it's just like, holy shit. And then, like, you have all the characters. Like actually, Hisui can, one version, I don't know if all of them can do it. She can charge her jump to C.
Oh, the dive?
Yeah, the cross dive.
The chop, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember I saw that.
And then, like, even, like, B-Sion gets freaking charge dive kick. Like, holy shit. Like,
Hisui has just charge up dust. It's like, everything
is. Oh,
just...
my God, that looks disgusting.
Yeah,
it stays out forever.
CE edition.
CE edition?
No, this is BE edition. This blowback edge, everything.
Okay. Yeah, BE edition.
Shit. Bullshit edge edition, man.
Oh,
it's retarded. It's so, like, it's literally like, if it's like she put, like, her duster on the end of, like, the broom that she has in full, and then she just, like, she just put it up there and she just does it once and then she pulls it back down. Like, it's just that crazy that it just stays out there. Like, the dust dissipates the way an EX dust does.
Yeah.
Which is, like, that's crazy.
Spend no meter, I'll have to just charge for, like, a quarter of a second. Hey, I got this sitting out here.
That's actually something I wanted to bring up. That brings me to something I want to bring up now.
Mm-hmm.
What characters are you all hyped to try out in CC, or are we going to we see ourselves sticking with the characters we're with now, or something like that? I mean, are we happy with how things went with our characters and Actress Again, and maybe we want to move on? I mean, throw some stuff out. Like at the end, Fox, are you happy with Fakia?
Yeah, I'm happy with her because, like, they didn't change too much other than the fact that, like, the universal nerf was they nerfed damage, but right. They also took away her unblockable in the corner. I don't think they took it away mid screen.
The death trap one with the net and the.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can time it properly to where they can get out. They can just hold up and they can get out of it. But mid-screen, I don't think you can get out of it because they nerfed the A version. I don't think they nerfed the B version. But no one does the B version mid-screen, so I don't know.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah.
3 days.
Something like that. But they nerfed... But other than that, they nerfed, like I said, damage, which is no big deal. So she's pretty much the same. But I want to play fucking FB Sion now.
Yeah. Like, what did they...
Huh?
What did they do?
They gave her command dash. That was really important.
What?
Yeah, you do, like, you do six, like, you know, you do your macro dash, and then you input macro dash again, she gets another dash where she can just dash right through you. So you can make, like, dead corpse mix-ups mid-screen.
Yo.
Let's see. They gave her charge 2 and 4B for whatever reason. does his jump cancelable on block and hit. They're like, oh, you deserve this. Here you go. And I'm like, what? Why? It's not that good. 236A now knocks down from anywhere. So if you do like 2A, 5B, 2B, 5C, 214B, jump A, B, C, 236A, it knocks. It gives you a hard knockdown that you can't tech.
Yeah, that's the jumping claw, by the way.
Yeah. So she goes, yeah, and like you're knocked down. You're like, what do I do? And she like dashes up and you have to guess. I think that was it. Yeah. Other than that, she looks better, which is always good.
Okay. Actually, let me head on over here to Kamine here. Are we gonna be sticking with the guy who doesn't wear shoes and likes to set people on fire?
Yeah, he's still gonna be without Nikes, but I like what they did with this like 2-2-B. It has like less knockback now, so Akoma can kind of just press you in the corner a little bit more. And I'm kind of hyped for H-Koma because he's finally, like, he feels, like, complete. He's got, like, those weird, like, teleports where he, those weird air teleports where he kind of goes over on the, and switches sides and he goes, like, 40 degrees. And they pretty much changed him up. He's got that 236C EX that it has, like, more untechable time. So he could just go, like, from, like, halfway, like the middle of the screen and just, like, do 236C in the middle of a combo and just push him to the corner and just catch him there, complete your combo or whatever. So it's really nice. I want to really get into the lab with that. But I think maybe I'll miss around more moons or something.
Okay. And, well, shit. I don't know what the hell to expect from you, Zard. Well,
yeah, I don't know either, to be honest. Like, I don't want to fall into the trap of, like, character love and character loyalty.
Uh-huh.
Because that's just going to lead to disappointment. having a chance to mess with CC at NEC kind of opened my eyes a bit. So it calmed me down because I got to mess with FCL. So after messing around with FCL on the Canadian setup, yeah, I realized, okay, I probably shouldn't get too hyped. Maybe I need to sit down with the complete version because apparently her summer heat technique is like gone because it changed the cancel properties of the flash kick. So now you can't cancel on, like, the zeroth frame anymore.
Dum, dum, dum.
Then there's the issue with the overall damage nerf that Fox mentioned. So you're going to have to be putting in a bit more work for her damage. Depending on, like, the degree of difficulty of the new loops that she has, she actually has a new loop, but that involves using her 214A knife as a launcher and then 2B... the charge backhand into late flicker, 2B charge backhand, late flicker, right, and then you right. do one more rep of that, and you can net like 5K, quote, easily, end quote. So when I sit down with it, yeah, that will decide whether I'm going to keep playing the character or not. She has some changes to her B command throw. I'm kind of excited about that. They lowered the angle of the wall slam, so she gets combos that were impossible to do in console. So I'm kind of excited about that. If anything, I may just demote her to like official secondary or like pocket character. And maybe I'll focus a bit more on FMech and push her up to the front lines, so to say. She didn't really get any changes. She didn't get any nerfs. She got damage nerfs on her junk. But her junk is her junk being like the space heater, the death grill, and the
right.
the gas chamber, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
let me see. I have high hopes that she's still able to run the same kind of mix-ups. I've heard rumors before that the timing on the pulses for the space heater was changed. It didn't look like that from the videos that I watched.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be getting in less damage, but you know I can still run the same setups. And also she has access to the blowtorch now. If you're familiar with Crescent Mech, you press jump down C with her. She pulls out like this this PSO kind of weapon out or whatever. I don't know what it is, but like she pulls out
a blowtorch.
You know? Yeah, she pulls that out and now she hovers in the air. I think that's a nice addition to my style of play in particular because. You can depending on where you input the command in the air will like affect your trajectory, the trajectory of your jump. So say if you were to instant air backdash and then do down and C in the air, she'll travel back, like it'll carry her backwards. So that's good for me because I want to be full screen like shooting shit. So other characters I'm looking at right now is a Crescent Seifuku, because she looks busted as shit. I was actually using her for a few months in console. That wasn't a happy experience, but I did learn. I learned a lot with her. It was really frustrating trying to like
I remember
prevail with that character.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now her stuff is easy. Pretty much I got the loyalty tax for that character. You know? Like, she wasn't my main, but you know, I took some knowledge. I learned some stuff with the character that I can still apply to CC.
Okay.
And get huge rewards for it. And then of course I'm gonna try I gotta run back to my baby back. I'm like Crescent Algo because she has a few new changes, but it's all about the system changes that help her out a lot. Like the new OTG relaunch. Well, not the new, but the returning OTG relaunch mechanic helps her out a lot for combo potential and down potential. So I'm not too excited about her because, again, I messed with her for, like, I think, like, one match on the Canadian setup at NEC. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm going to wait in the next 3 days and, like, really go in with all my characters.
Okay.
But right now, I'm going to say F-Mech is high priority right now, F-Mech.
Okay, that's cool. I don't think Mizuki's actually back yet. I think he stepped out for a moment. Shit.
He's gonna just be sad. No matter what character you choose, he's just gonna be sad.
We'll leave it at that.
He'll make the wrong choice.
Oh, man.
I think he actually wants to play Crescent Whiteland.
Really?
Yeah.
She's good. Like, there's nothing wrong with her.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I maybe. I mean, hopefully he'll stick to her, but something tells me he'll probably not. Like, he might end up going another character. You know what? I'm a retard. Let's just say that right now.
Okay, you're a retard?
I'm a retard, yes. I'm getting like a whole... It just always happens like with any new game. Any new iteration of a game I've been playing, I always get excited to play newer characters.
Don't do it.
Just because... I know. Just because it's just... They're new. It's just something like I like
smell.
I know it's like that new car smell. Like I want.
Yeah.
It's
so shiny. Like,
it's like I just want to hear that jingle when I select them.
I know
that bell.
But
that bird tweeting.
He's hyped, yo! He's hyped for the game. He's hyped for the game. What can I say?
But off the bat, I want to see what they did to have Hisui. I have no idea if they did anything. Nobody plays half Hisui because she's half Hisui. I mean, she doesn't really excel in anything outside of just being lazy. I don't know if maybe the stool's upgraded to like, you know, ottomans or like
table. Stool. Bet it. BE stool. It can take two hits now.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Maybe we get like a couch instead of a stool or like a table. That'd be great. I don't know.
Summon an armoire or a credenza. That would be funny. Or great, a credenza, let me see.
But hey, I wanna. What was that?
No, nothing.
I want to see what they did to half. I'm obviously going to mess with Full. But Full is like horribly.
Sorry, horribly... I'm going to mute.
Okay. It's going to lapse, though. So. Full, so he looks linear as hell. But good linear. So I don't see myself really spending that much time in the lab with her. But then there's like just an ass load of characters I want to play. I want to play Archetype Earth because
obviously,
yeah, I want to actually try Full Moon Powered Seal.
Like everybody else who's not running C or H.
That rocks, yo.
Yo, I want to kick some rocks.
Shut up, Say. Yeah, whatever. I want to play a whole lot of characters outside of my character. I'll probably be an idiot and go back to my fucking character anyway.
Wait, weren't you messing with Efreese?
I want to play Efreese. They change Efreese gets dead body cross-ups after 236C.
I thought she always had that.
No, she doesn't have that. She always ends up on the opposite side.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, it's free now.
So
they made her Empire combo easier, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
it's free.
Damn.
She's getting that good damage and that good knockdown every time. And face jump.
So, that's definitely a character I want to see. I could see myself sticking with that character, but then freaking Czar over here showed me a match vid of
Half Koha Mech.
Half Koha Mech, and I was just
fucking stupid.
I'm like, wait a minute, low barrier for execution. Retardedly low barrier for execution.
Just do this. You should see a full Neko Mech that I saw today. It's even easier than that.
Okay, you'll have to link me to that. I'm like, that's another thing that current code brings up. The fact that the joke characters were very much worked on.
I hate the existence of the little
Mechos.
Gimmicky. Yeah.
Mecho,
and then you got Koha Mech. It's like, God.
You don't like that thing in the game?
No, I don't. I don't.
The voice actors just want more money.
I'm still mad about Kohaku and Hisui being like a team. They still didn't fix the issues with them.
Yeah, it just transfers over to everybody now who's a duo team. It's like, oh, I summoned this character, so that means they can get hit as well.
Yeah. So it's getting like tight thinking about it.
God. It's like, all right, I'm going to hit this character. Now it's like, no, I'm hitting both of them. Which one am I hitting? I don't know who I'm hitting. Oh, okay, I have to drop this combo because I don't know who I'm hitting. And now I'm getting hit by the character, by the point character, who I don't know who it is anymore.
All right, or I'll hit the character, I'll have the assist character and not do any damage to them, but they'll be getting the meter because I'm hitting the assist character.
Yeah.
Which is like,
it actually messes with certain combos too. Like, see if you were to, you know how you only get one jump cancel in the combo?
Yeah.
See if you were to hit the assist character and you use a jump cancel and you were to continue the combo on the point character and then you try to jump cancel again, nah. It's already registered as your jump cancel being used. So.
Even though it's not, that's just stupid.
Not on the point character. Yeah, it's dumb.
I mean, they're not top, but it's just like, it's annoying to deal with that time. So.
It feels like lazy leftovers from when the game was like, it's just like, that's something you have to change because, like, even Guilty Gear went through that, Blaze Blue went through that, like, so many other games implemented that, you know, gameplay mechanic of you controlling another character, and then they were just like, all right, wait, hold up, this is a little fucking stupid. We gotta change this, like, you know, oh, Eddie has a meter now, plus, like, he doesn't do guard damage. Like, all right, that works. We can go with that. They can still do unblockables, that's fine. And then, like, okay, you knock out freaking Carl's doll in Blaze Blue. She's out for, like, I don't know, 20 seconds flat or something. That's a given. But, like, now in this one, it's just, like, if you're hitting the assist character, it's to their own freaking benefit. Like, you're getting meter, but, like, you're not getting anything else out of it. You're like,
yeah. You also have to remember that, because you're hitting some of the team characters, the only team character that has a meter for doing actions or whatever is,
Full Mage.
Full Mage, right. Everyone else doesn't have that. So normally C and H Mage, they can just do whatever they want. And it's like, oh, I could just do this. Like, it's slow, but that still creates them being summoned, so they're now a character on the screen to get hit.
Right, right. Yes. They should just do that. All the duo teams should have like a meter.
A meter, yeah. That would make things a little bit more fair, but it's still, they would have to not be in the way for just moving. Because there's commands to make the move that don't use up a meter that does the same thing where they can be hit. So that would have to take up like another piece of meter or something.
Yeah, and that just brings up the point that people made is doubly retarded now because of the fact that F Kasui on point on that team is actually like really viable. Stupid. Yeah, and really, really stupid. Oh. As in you do the entire whole combo you do for full Hisui, and then you call you do the whole combo, jump charge B, jump charge C, they land. And you cancel that jump charge C into calling Kohaku so that, and you, as you're falling, she does a meeting, and you pretty much just go to town on like the guy who's just sitting there blocking plant or like Molotov or whatever, and you're just like, oh my god, this is so dumb. Like,
I hope I can block this.
Yeah, oh boy,
oh, my body can take it. Yeah, time to send angry letters to E-hole.
Oh man. Well, I mean, I guess in the end, did we enjoy our time with Actress again? I would like to say we did. I think more than
I did
any
until CC came out.
They're always like that, damn it.
I'm gonna say no. Like, man. Like when CC came out, I was fine with it. But then after like maybe that 6 to 8 month stretch with no CC. It started to get to me, man. It's like, I'm looking at vids, I'm not seeing FCL. Like, I'll see teasers of FCL, and like, wow, she has this. And then maybe, like, 3 months later, 2 or 3 months later, I'll see another FCL vid, and it's like, why? I can't play this game. Why can't I play it? I'm still playing this ass version of FCL. I'm pretty sure Fox felt that way about, FVCon.
Oh, my God.
I actually wanted to use her console, but she was too sad life for me.
Yeah, just too much shit that was just like you're like, okay, I wanna dash at you. I can't instantly block unless I jump, and even then I have a delay in my jump frames. So if I'm dashing, I'm gonna get hit by something if I'm right in your face. So it's like, the only way to cancel the dash is to jump immediately. And even in CC, she still has to do the same thing, but she has command dash, so that way she doesn't get hit by shit. Like, it was just movement with her. I was like, oh, she can move really well, but she can't immediately guard in some situations that you have to. So it's like, so then what the fuck am I doing? Like, how do I get around? I can't just walk. Her walking speed isn't great, but and like her backdash is even awful. So it's just like, okay, like I'm jumping all the time, and I'm like, all right, if I jump here, I have to hope I don't get hit. So it's a whole mess of like movement that was really wrong with the character. Other than that, the character's fine. Like, her combos are great and shit. But her movement is ass.
I wanted to play that character because she kind of reminded me of Slayer. And I like Slayer and Guilty Gear when I played it. I was like, oh wow, this is a cool character. I mean, the dash thing was kind of like, it reminded me for some reason. I don't know why.
I think the drill punch might have been that. Because they kind of have the same movement with the drill punch.
Maybe, but it was just like, oh man, this is really cool. Oh shit, hold 5B.
Held 5B.
They still the analog.
They didn't fix that shit.
Oh man, I hate that thing.
And I was like, okay, well, I mean, there has to be a very good reason why it's held.
No.
Oh, why is it negative on block?
It's negative on block, even if you hold it, so it's
wait. If I hold it, that usually means I get plus frames. Nope. But I'm minus 3 in here.
Minus 3 for held 5B. You're plus 1 for non-held 5B. But you get, like, no range. You get more pushback, too. So, like, if you're doing a combo that does that starts with too many 2As and you don't get the held 5B, your combo's not going to hit.
Yeah.
You're going to get that whiff, and you're just going to get tagged, and it's just going to be so very sad.
Yeah, she also has no reversal, so you're just like...
Somebody is going to be standing behind you with the Price is Right losing Welcome back, everybody! Apologize for the technical difficulties. It's all right. Calm down. Yes, we had some technical difficulties, but ironic as it was, we only had one question left. I had one question to ask everybody else, but it's something I'll just get out of the way here, and everyone else can go all along on their merry little way. We were talking about our satisfaction with actress again on the console, and I think we more or less everybody was pretty much happy with the time they spent with the game. I'd like to think. I think we had more fun with actress again than we ever did with any of the other versions, but maybe that was just me.
Oh, I definitely had way more fun with actress again. I mean, even though my character was shit, I feel that the character was a little bit closer to what I wanted out of a character in Melty.
What about you, Fox?
What? No, I like my character. I like my character in the way she they didn't go too crazy with like anything that she had. They were like, okay, everything she has is fair, except the unblockable. I'll give it that the unblockable was unfair because you would be winning, she'd have max, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I have some life left, now I have a good amount of life left. Now you took an additional 4K for no reason. So yeah, I'll say it's fair. I like that. So now people aren't going to bitch about it anymore.
Okay, I imagine some Raisin Bran and some Falcon kicks were enough to make you happy, Kamina.
Oh yeah, and I just love the double JC combo. Finally, I have like a proper knockdown instead of doing like 236 236 236 B and then another 236 B to knock them down and make them just tech out. So yeah. Like I never captured a tech. I'm just like, ugh. It's like, why even have this combo? I'm just gonna air throw Ender. But now he's got that 6-2-3 scoop, so it's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm gonna do my Oki now.
And Czar, having played Mouthy as long as we played it, I'd like to... Actually, I don't know what I'd like to think. What the hell did you think of Actress Again?
Actress Again was fun for its time, but AA, like, exposed the fuck out of AC. Like, yes, it, okay. playing AA showed me so much of what was wrong with AC.
I think like we're blinded as fuck with AC.
Yeah. I mean, AC was still hot fire at the time, considering the other games that were being played around that time as well.
Okay.
But, you know, AA came out and said, okay, yeah, you were playing trash. We're sorry.
We're very, very sorry. Please accept our condolences.
Like, the wins in AA feel, for the most part, earned. There's no obscure clashing now. Like, everything seems like it was done intentionally, on purpose.
No luck box.
No luck boxing, yeah.
Yeah.
No flying A's, the cannonball A's. I got rid of that. They got rid of a lot of stuff that made me overall pleased with AA.
Good. Well... The last question I want to ask you guys, and it's a two-parter. Do you think this will actually be the last version of Melty Blood that we get? That's the first part of the question. And the second part is, should this be the last version of Melty Blood that we should get? Should they stop here? Should this be like the literal end of Melty Blood before we... You know, pack up shop and head on over to unrelated black things or unreal black things or whatever it's called. Under 9 and birth.
Yeah. Need better titles.
Yeah. Should we work on that later? For now, you answer question.
I think they should add in Fate Stay characters because I like Saber a lot. I'm not serious at all.
Okay, good. I was gonna be like
jealous.
I think the roster is ridiculous right now. They should leave it how it is. I don't want to see more letters added on to the game, to be honest.
Oh my god.
If anything, maybe a revision, like a maybe one or two more balance patches or something.
I hope to God they don't, yeah, I seriously hope they don't add more letters and add in new system mechanics. That would just be heartbreaking. I couldn't deal with it again. But yeah, it's a solid game now. They probably have to patch, do like balance patches or something down the line. But it seems solid compared to the other fighting games that are out now.
Shit.
Like the character balance seems like everybody's scrunched up in the mid tier. So not like a kind of hard or something.
So this would be a good last hurrah from Melty Blood then.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. That's good.
I feel kind of like the same as R. But I feel like it would not be in their best interest to drop it completely. Because if anything, look at past track records of Ecole. Every time they released a new IP or a new revision of their game, it was just utter shit, man. I feel that whatever that new game is going to be, it's going to be utter shit for 3 years, just like Melty. I'm not even gonna hide it, man. It's just gonna happen. It's gonna be bad for 3 years, and I'd much rather have that game, quote unquote, season and develop while there still is some kind of support for Melty, let it be balanced patches or whatever. But I feel like if they do anything towards Melty, I hope it's a whole new system and a whole new thing, right? I mean,
really?
Actually, no, wait, no. I don't want a whole new system. I just want balance changes. Just want balance changes, yeah. I just remembered, it's like a whole new system. Wait, no, we're talking about
Ecole.
No, please, no.
Yeah. Then you're starting from square one again.
Yeah. Balance patches, maybe. I don't even know. We don't even have the copy in our hands yet. I mean, we'll know by 3 days. Actually, no, we won't even know by 3 days. Maybe next year we'll know.
Yeah.
Maybe in 6 months or something. But, I mean, right now, as I feel, I could have felt like maybe if they just revised PS2, that would have been actually a nice place to stop. But 107, from what I played from the demo, but the system overall, I think, it's pretty good, even though I originally despised the OTG system, but I think it was mostly the characters that had the crazy OTG things were toned down. So
yeah,
looks
like Kohaku.
Generally. Ooh, no, Pirate Seal.
What did she have that was broken with OTG relaunches?
Her combo, her bread and butter.
Jesus,
it did 4 bounces. I think that's what you're referring to.
It's four bounce and then OTG.
It did OTGs at some point. Like, to kill, you could do like 2A DP to kill people.
And they got rid of that.
Yeah, that's gone. That should be gone.
Even I think it's still there to some extent, but they just toned down the damage a lot.
Okay.
So, like, she's still she's still good because she has her really good normals, but she just doesn't do damage as much as she did before, which is so nice. Because I want to play that character too. Yeah, I was like, wow, this character is really bullshit. So I hope they tone it down. But I hope they don't make it so bad that I don't have a good pocket character.
Mm. So you want to be actually awake when you're using your character.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, not crying into your hand or something.
Basically. Like, so that's why. I think that's why I want to play Archetype Earth. Because she's really fucking good, but like I think you have to actually pay attention. Because if you get hit, you're dead.
Oh yeah, she's like no life.
Yeah. So she's kind of like I don't know, like Fiakia. I think like Fiakia was really good. Well, not really good, but I think she was good. I just think that like no one really exploited her potential in America, and I think she would be really good in America. But no one played her because she just took way too much thinking of not getting hit.
Mm.
And I think that's going to be the same thing with Archetype Earth. There's only probably like 3 people that are going to stick around with that character. And I plan on sticking with that character throughout the lifespan of the game.
We will see.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I guess, I don't know, if Melty Blood just seems like their kind of safety net just in case Undernight has some sort of flop you know, they should probably just stick to just refining what they have with current code and whatnot, and just make the game you know, better with whatever they have that might be wrong or out of place. And you know, the only people who are really gonna want the new characters are probably the anime fags. that's about it.
Those jerks.
I want Saber.
We want Saber in this game.
No.
Yeah, you should. Just stick the whole cast of Carnival Phantasm into a game.
Oh, God. Crossover of the century.
Awesome. Make it like a Mahjong game. Call it a day.
No Mahjong, please.
Melty Mahjong.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Godlike, sure. Oh, man. Well, I believe that is more or less the extent of our show today, unless anybody has anything else they'd like to add in.
I'm actually curious to hear about Fox's opinion on Stop or Go for this last Melty.
Oh, all right. I don't know. I would say they would actually need to release another Melty just so they could, like, well, not really release, but, like, make updates for the one they have now, and maybe just say, okay, this is the absolute last one. We're just going to make updates in the future and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much, like, Third Strike is just, like, Third Strike's like, okay, we went from Second Impact, you know, we went from Third Strike, Second Impact, and, you know, Third Generation, so now it's just like, okay, that one's done, but people still play forever. So what they should do is just like, okay, we'll make another small update with, like, a version change or whatever, and, like, okay, that's it, done forever. No more new, this version of this game. So, like, maybe they'll either just stop Melty and go on to the new anime game, or they'll just be like, you know, they'll just be like, okay, we still think we could do better with this, so here's another version of, here's another new Melty. Go nuts.
I'm kind of afraid to see a new Melty.
Yeah.
I just want this current code to, like, age well, like a fine wine, you know? Something I can play, sad to say, like, I'm gonna sad life it now, but it was something I'd want to play, like, 10 years from now, sort of like ST.
Yeah. I could be like, yeah, I could still play this game, whatever.
I would love to do that.
I kind of feel that, like, if they ever release UNIB, it would be kind of really disappointing. I feel like it's going to make a lot of Melty players deep down inside cry down. Like, cry and break down.
I'm totally not hyped for that game.
I look at it, and it just... I mean, I know it's just, like, not even anywhere near release, but the characters... I mean, like, Melty characters, for the most part, are, like, but, like, God.
I can agree with you on that. I don't like any of the archetypes for Melty, with the exception of Aoko, but...
Like,
gameplay-wise, like, the mechanics are really good.
Yeah, the mechanics is, like, yeah. But, I mean, like, with UNIB, I feel that if they don't market it like Blaze Blue, like how they were like, oh, anime, right? kind of thing, you know, like our intro, it's like, it's going to do really badly, because it's like, who are these characters? Why? I mean, they look really bland and generic. I mean, what happened? Maybe they should have gotten, like, French Bread to design the characters instead of, like, going... I mean, is French Bread even... Wait, French Bread is designing characters.
It should be.
It is on their website where they have...
That's right. Okay, well, Japan sucks at designing characters anyways. I mean, that's why, like, Moe exists for, like, 10 years. Jesus Christ.
They've exhausted everything.
Like, completely ran out of ideas.
But, yeah, I mean, I want Melty to... I kind of feel like, okay, this is what I feel like. Melty right now is going to be like Marvel 2. I feel like if they're going to stop supporting it through patches or like revisions and stuff, it's going to be like Marvel 2, where like Japan will still probably keep on playing it. It'll still have its dedicated player base, because, I mean, it's a Type Moon game. I'm not going to say anything about anime in Japan, but, you know... But like, still, like the game itself is still really good, and like I feel like Unib is gonna be like Marvel 3, where it's like, oh well, it's made by the same people that did this, and then when they play it, it's like, oh.
Yeah, it doesn't have that feel to it.
Yeah.
It just can feel dirty playing it.
Yeah.
But you're gonna play it anyway because it's the new title.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure people will, especially if SBO still exists by the time that game comes out, or if the world exists, well, you know, when it comes out.
Oh no!
The real 2012 is when Street Fighter 4 PC AE gets 2012 patch, or the world just ends.
If someone presses the button and automatically, like, the center of the earth just starts exploding.
Every time someone downloads it, it opens a mini black hole.
Oh my god.
So it's just like these multiple collider. Black holes.
The Hard-On Collider gets
fucked. Yeah, it just activates and it's like, whoa.
It's like, Eureka, we have a breakthrough. Oh shit.
But, I mean, you know, like, revising Melty shouldn't be hard at all because it's Ringwide, and Ringwide is basically an XP machine. You just slap a flash drive in it. Oh, there it go. You know, there's the new revision.
I kind of think that's what happens.
I kind of think of, like, just sitting... Oh, I'm sorry, like, Kamina. Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. I was just saying, you know, they haven't even had any single gameplay bit of Undernight anyway. Like, there's been nothing. There's just pictures. They're not moving. Just what?
Wasn't there actually that one stream like a couple months ago where there actually was gameplay?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was ages ago.
Yeah,
it's like, what are they doing now?
Christmas Twitter icons.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think we're more or less. I think we're good at this point, guys. I want to thank. I want to thank Czar Bond.
Can I cue it?
Not yet. Okay. I want to thank Czar. I want to thank Kamina for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Apologies for the technical difficulties. And next week's show, I think we're going to have Frostbolt. I'm going to try and get Frostbolt on here.
And if not...
If not, we're pretty much, hopefully in 3 days, we are getting the our current code. So we'll just do a general first impressions show and pull whoever wants to get on the show. So
get God on the show.
He'll be busy, I'm sure.
At everything.
I invented it. Well... Thanks again for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week.
Yep.
All right.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.